Pump, set, fight. It's time for high school volleyball on Sunny 101.3. All the hard-hitting serves, spectacular defensive plays, and great teamwork. Your place for high school volleyball on Sunny 101.3. Let's go live to the court.
Johnson County Central High School in Tecumseh. It's the finals, third place consolation game and championship of the 2025 ECNC Volleyball Tournament. Hi again, everybody. I'm Randy Gatula. I'll be your play-by-play announcer for tonight's broadcast of high school volleyball. Very pleased to have alongside me this evening my wife, Lori, joining us for the broadcast. Lori, good evening.
Thank you so much. It's good to be here, Randy. I'm excited to watch some awesome volleyball, and I'd like to talk about our presenting sponsor tonight. Tonight's game is being presented by Mead Lumber. Mead Lumber is your hometown building partner.
All right. Big matches coming up. This first one is going to feature the Auburn Lady Bulldogs taking on the Freeman Falcons. Now, Auburn got a big win in the first round of the tournament, but they were swept by Johnson County Central in the game played Tuesday night, 25-9, 25-16, 25-18. Probably not a big surprise to folks. Johnson County Central now 25-0 on the season. In fact, they've only lost three sets in those 25 outings total. On the other side of the ledger, the Freeman Falcons may be a little bit disappointed. They expected to be in that championship against Johnson County Central. They lost a tough one to Elmwood Murdoch that went five sets. And listen to these scores. It was 25-20 Elmwood Murdoch. Freeman came storming back and took set number two, 25-16. A real squeaker in set three, 26-24 Elmwood Murdoch. Again, Freeman totally dominating Elmwood Murdoch in the fourth set, 25-12. And then in the fifth and deciding set, another tight one, 15-13, Elmwood Murdoch got the win. So a tough 3-2 loss for the Freeman girls, and they're not happy about being here in the third-place consolation match tonight, facing off with Auburn. We're going to step aside and take a two-minute break, and we'll be back and look at the starting lineups right after this two-minute timeout. You're listening to High School Volleyball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. This is a time to remind everyone of the importance of early detection. Regular screenings and mammograms can save lives by catching cancer at its earliest, most treatable stages. So talk to your healthcare provider and encourage those you love to make their health a priority. Nemaha County Hospital encourages proactive healthcare and is here to support your health needs. Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Fall City handles anything that comes their way. From oil changes to complete engine rebuilds, your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Fall City, 402-245-2908.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
From the first whistle to the final touchdown, Mead Lumber of Southeast Nebraska is proud to be a part of those big game day wins. With local roots and a lasting impact, we're more than just lumber and supplies. We're your home team, building projects, memories, and a stronger Yankton. Mead Lumber of Southeast Nebraska, building more than projects, building community.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Let's take a look now at the starting lineups. First of all, for the Freeman Falcons. Falcons. They'll go with Brecken Elbers-Dorn. She's a freshman outside hitter. Alicia Johansson, a middle blocker, is a senior. Shiloh Wallman, a junior, an outside hitter. Addison Kostanek is the libero. She's a senior. Aniston Bartunek serves as the center, just a sophomore. Reagan Rennie, a middle blocker, a junior. And Brianna Harms, also a freshman, starting as an outside hitter. Let's take a look at the Auburn starters.
Okay, Auburn is coached by head coach Terry Ingalls. They are 18-11 on the season. And tonight they're starting Bryn Casey at libero. She's 5'2" and a junior. Jaden Gladar is starting at outside hitter. She's 5'7" and a senior. And Lily Greer is starting at middle hitter. She's 5'11 and a junior. Emma Hyde, a senior. She is the setter, and she is 5'9". Grayson Jones is starting at right side hitter. She's 5'6 and is a sophomore. Heidi Gertis is 5'10 and a junior. She'll be starting at middle hitter. And Emery Taylor, 5'7". She is a sophomore.
The Freeman Falcons, I neglected to mention, are 21-4 coming into this match. They're coached by Coach Lexi Holland, and Lexi just picked up her 100th win this past week at Freeman. So congratulations to Coach Holland, 100 coaching victories with the Freeman Falcons. All right, we've introduced the starters. Getting set to line up here, the ECNC third-place consolation game. We're live tonight from Tecumseh, Nebraska, Johnson County Central High School. I'm Randy Gatula alongside Lori Gatula. Hope you're settled in for the first half of a doubleheader that we have for you tonight. Coming up later tonight, we'll have the championship game, Elmwood Murdoch taking on Johnson County Central. And boy, that should be a knockdown, drag-out contest. We're looking forward to that one. Freeman will be serving to start things off. Aniston Bartunek, the sophomore setter, will be back to serve. Ready to get underway. In the center is Bryn Casey in the back row to receive. Casey, there's a receive. They tip it forward, set to the left side. Gladar with the kill. Just dinked it over the net, just inside the antenna on the left side. Nice job there by Gladar. She has the first kill of the match. Auburn goes up 1-0. Serving now for the Bulldogs is Emma Hyde. Hyde on the service. Goes to the back row center. They set it forward to the left side. Trying for the kill on the swing is Shiloh Wallman. Couldn't get it down. Again, they go to Gladar. But this time, Gladar is blocked with the block Alicia Johansson. Johansson got up and put it right back in Gladar's face. It dropped on the Bulldogs' side. We're even at one apiece here in set number one. Now serving for Freeman, Alicia Johansson. Johansson serves to the left rear corner. The set comes to the right side on the little dink. Across and getting it down for the kill is Auburn's Heidi Gertis. Gertis, a 5'10 junior middle hitter, just got it inside the antenna on the right side, then got it off the block, and it went out of bounds off the touch. Serving for the Bulldogs, Heidi Gertis, 5'10 junior middle hitter. Gertis set to swing away. Heidi Gertis just clears the net, drops it in tight. Here's a set again to the left side. That's Rennie. Rennie got it across, but picked up in the back row. Gladar puts a free ball across on the set. Bartunek tries to tip it across by herself, and it'll drop. Bartunek caught him sleeping there. She's the setter. They were looking for the set. Instead, she just flipped it over the net and dropped it down. All tied at two now. Opening set, ECNC, third-place consolation tournament game. With the service is Addison Otto. Picked up in the back row. They set the right side of Gladar. It's blocked back at her. Great job defensively on the block by Brenna Harms. Harms, just a freshman, got up there and batted that one right back.
Yes, she sure did.
3-2 now. Freeman up by one, serving for the Falcons. Putting it across is Addison Otto. It'll be a service error just wide outside the right line. Point Auburn, all even now at three apiece here. Serving for the Bulldogs will be the setter. Or the libero, Brent Casey.
Yeah.
Casey gets it across. Here's Reagan Rennie with a big attack. Couldn't get it down. Nice job on the block there by Greer. Now they're going to put it across to the far side. On the attack is Emery Taylor. Taylor couldn't get it down. There's Rennie with a little dink. Digged up. Tossed at the net. Rennie and Greer. Now the tip goes across by Emery Taylor. Emery Taylor couldn't get it down into the back row, and it'll be a kill. Wait a minute. This one. Saved it out of the back line. Reagan Rennie again puts it down into the net. Greer tips it up. Bulldogs hanging tough in there. There's a block by Greer on Rennie, and the point goes to Auburn. Bulldog. That was quite an effort.
It was. Emory Taylor also had a great assist off the net there and set it up.
Bryn Casey in to serve. 4-3. Auburn on top now here in set number one. Casey serve into the net. Service error. That kind of hounded the Bulldogs a little bit Tuesday night when we were here watching them. They had some issues with service errors, and that gave up a point. We're even at four apiece. Serving for Freeman, Shiloh Wallman. Wallman, a junior, outside hitter. Wallman serves. Left rear corner. The ball tipped the ball forward. Free ball put across by Grayson Jones. Now the setter, Martunic, tried to set it across, couldn't get it over the net, and the point goes to the Bulldogs. Auburn back on top, 4-2 here in set number one.
That was Reagan Rennie on that kill. She just struggled a little bit and hit it into the net.
Grayson Jones on the serve. Forward to Martunic. Martunic with a set for the left side. Big swing over here again by Rennie. Couldn't get it. The other direction and the kill by Emory Taylor. Taylor's only a sophomore. She had a big night Tuesday night. She was in double digits on the kills for the Bulldogs this past Tuesday. 6-4. Auburn on top, serving for the Bulldogs. Grayson Jones. Martunic sets it to the near side. It'll drop inside the left rear corner with the kill. Brenna Harms. That's her first kill of the set. Harms with the kill for the Freeman Falcons. Reagan Rennie in to serve it now at the service line for Freeman. Here's Reagan Rennie with the serve. Picked up in the back by Casey. Pass comes forward. Greer with the kill from the right side. Not set all that well. Greer had to kind of fall over backwards and reach back for that one, but did a great job getting it over the net. And she comes greeted at the bench here by Coach Kara Ingles with a big smile. Greer was pleased with the way that one turned out.
She dropped that one right in the middle, Randy.
Serving for the Bulldogs, Nora Jakobitz. Jakobitz. Martunic sets to the right side. Nice block again across the way by Heidi Curtis. Into the back row. Dug out, chasing after the ball. Free ball put across to the Falcons. Martunic sets it to the middle. And up with the kill is Alicia Johansson.
That one was going to be difficult to defend because she hit it almost straight down in the corner.
Auburn up 7-6 here in set number one. Serving is the libero, Addison Kostanek. Kostanek at the service line for the Falcons. Again, Auburn up by a point here, 7-6. Casey receives the set. They set it across to the left side. A huge swing over there by Emory Taylor. Saved in the back row. Free ball comes back again. Hyde will set it to the right side, and this time dropping it down is Heidi Curtis for the kill. Curtis got it just inside the right line in the back right corner. I guess the old adage is hit it where they ain't.
That's right. It was a powerful swing, too.
Nobody back there got it to go down. 8-6. Auburn up by two in set number one. Kostanek set to the near side. Rolls down the net, and the kill is by Addison Otto. Otto got that thing partially blocked. The ball rolled right down the tape all the way across and dropped on the Bulldog side.
That was a cut shot angle across court.
8-7 the score. Auburn up by one here in the first set. Here's the serve from the back corner by Martunic. A free ball is going to be put across. They'll set it up on the right side, and the kill and the touch point is going to go to Freeman, Addison Otto. Check that. That
was Johansson, I believe,
Johansson
on the kill.
Alicia Johansson,
yep.
Thank you. All even at eight now. Again, Martunic on the serve. Casey not able to handle it in the back row that time. Brent Casey is a libero, and that one dropped right in front of her. That's one of those serves that the ball clears the net and then suddenly tails off and drops on you, and that's really hard to handle. Again, Aniston it is, Martunic serving. Martunic again goes to Casey. This time Casey picks it up, gets it over to Hyde. The dink goes across, wouldn't drop. Big swing on the right side of the attack, and dropping it down with the kill is Addison Otto. Otto just a sophomore outside hitter.
Emma Hyde and Heidi Curtis right on the block there, and it touched their hands, but then dropped right in the center.
Well, the Bulldogs are having trouble getting the pass over here to Emma Hyde to get a clean set for their hitters. And this is going to be tough again, and there's an ace service. A little bit of a communication issue there with the Bulldogs. Addison Otto, I believe that's four straight points she has served. Looking for her fifth straight right here. 11-8, Bremen up by three. Addison Otto kind of on a tear here. And that one, she hits the tape and drops it over for another ace serve. Addison Otto with three aces. Timeout's going to be taken by Auburn. We'll take a 30-second break.
You're listening to High School Volleyball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
If you have considered estate planning and are wondering how trusts, wills, and powers of attorney would benefit you and your loved one, call Halbert Dunn and Burns LLC to make an appointment with Mike Dunn or Tracy Burns to discuss and create the best plan for you. Halbert Dunn and Burns LLC provides quality legal services in estate planning, probate, real estate, and business planning. Contact the office at 402-245-4486. Halbert Dunn and Burns LLC in Fall City.
Sunny 101.3.
Back to live action here in set number two. Freeman up 12-8. Still serving back there is Anison Bartunek. She's got 5 points in a row from the service line. Here's Hyde with the set to the middle. On the attack, Heidi Curtis gets the kill. Curtis, a 5'10 junior middle hitter. Proved why she's a middle hitter. She went up and she drew the blockers into the net and then hit the ball off to the right side and got it inside the right line here. Emma Hyde, the setter, back at the service line for the Bulldogs. Auburn down now 12-9 by three. Great job, Josh, at the net. Heidi Gerdes tips it across. Free ball comes back to the Bulldogs. There's a swing by Gladar. She'll have the kill from the left side. Gladar, that wasn't a real pretty set again.
It was back off the net, but she did a really good job reaching behind her for the kill.
Yeah, the issue is they're not able to get a clean pass over here to Emma Hyde to get a decent set. And that time, Gladar reacted very well and got it down for the kill. There's Hyde served into the back row. Out of system from the right side. The kill is going to be by Shiloh Wallman. Wallman found right in the donut hole here in the center of that Bulldog defense. The point goes to Freeman. And the Falcons back up by 3, 13-10. Third place consolation game, ECNC tournament, coming your way live tonight from Johnson County Central. Here's Hyde with a set to the left side. On the attack, Grayson Jones. Jones got the kill. Just a sophomore, and she got it down. 13-11. Bulldogs back within two. Serving for Auburn, Heidi Gerdes. Gerdes at the service line. Clears the net, drops it to the back row. Bartunek with a set to the right side. And it's down, the kill to Addison Otto. Otto and Rennie. Otto wears 14, Rennie wears 24. They're quite a pair here. They were dominating the play at the net last Tuesday night when we watched them. Back now serving is the aforementioned Addison Otto. Otto, ooh, that's a tough serve.
Right over the net.
Dug up, and Greer with the kill. There were two blockers in front of her, and Greer managed to get that ball off the left side of the blocker's hand, and it went out of bounds. Point goes to Auburn. Bulldogs back within two, 14-12. We're in set number one. Right now, Otto leads the Falcons in kills. She has three.
Casey
with the serve, and that one was for us. Not able to handle it. A big swing and attack there from Freeman's Reagan Rennie. Ball ended up going over our broadcast table and up into the stands behind us.
That was another cut shot right along the net.
15-12. The lead is three for Freeman. With the serve is Wallman. Not able to handle it. Ace serve for Shiloh Wallman. That's her first ace of the match. She's got a couple of kills. Wallman at the service line. Again, Bryn Casey waits in the center of the back line. Here's Shiloh Wallman with the serve. Casey digs it out. Forward to Hyde. Hyde sets it across to the left side. Nice block over there on the attack by Emery Taylor. Free ball comes to Freeman. The set to the middle to Rennie, and she'll get it down. Reagan Rennie. There again, Reagan Rennie. Just demonstrating the dexterity there. Everybody thought she was coming with a straight kill to the center, and then she tipped it off to the left around the block. And with the serve from the back service line is Wallman. There's a set to Greer. Greer tried to tip it to the left side. Greer with a toss to Finesse. Free ball comes across. Wait a minute. They're going to say a double hit. Point goes to Auburn. Bulldogs trying to battle back into this thing, back within four now, trailing 17-13 here in the first set. Grayson Jones serving for Auburn. Jones with the serve to the back row. The set comes to Rennie. Reagan Rennie. Boy, when she's in the front row center like she is right now, you know that Aniston Bartunek is going to go to her, and there's not a whole lot you can do about it.
No, because it's a short set, and she just pounds it right down. It's so quick.
Kind of like watching Ashley Beathy when Johnson County gets here later tonight. Now serving is Reagan Rennie. Rennie served to the back row. Set forward to Emma Hyde. Hyde sets Greer. Greer with the attack inside the right antenna. Couldn't get it down. There's a swing. It's going to be a touch at the net. The kill will be to Brenna Harms, the freshman. Harms put that off the top of the block and then out for the point on the attack. Back to serve Reagan Rennie once again. 19-13 now. The lead is 6 for Freeman here in the first set. Reagan Rennie service. Dropped into the back row. Hyde will set it across to the left side. Sets it to Emery Taylor. Taylor couldn't get it down, but off the return, it went out of bounds. And that'll be a kill for Emery Taylor. Point goes to Auburn. In to serve now for the Bulldogs, Nora Jacobus. Jacobus, a 5'2 sophomore. She checks in here to serve every time we get around to this rotation in place of Greer. Jacobus with the serve to the back row. Again, the set from Wallman to the right side. The attack by Johansson. Rejected and sent back. Free ball to the Bulldogs with the set. Hyde tried to dink it over the top when they weren't looking. That didn't work. Here's the set for Alicia Johansson. Johansson with the kill. That was that little quick set from Bartunek. Johansson actually hit the ball on the way up rather than wait for it to go up and come down.
Mm-hmm.
A little quick set, and the Bulldogs weren't ready for it. 20-14. The lead is 6 now for Freeman in this first set. Serving is Kostanek. There's a set. Huge attack by Curtis. Dug out nicely. Right side. Into the net. And a attack error there by Addison Otto. And that's a rare mistake by Otto. She's just a sophomore, but got a big, powerful arm on that swing. Serving for the Bulldogs is Taylor, I believe it is. There's the kill across. That one's going to go to Johansson. Johansson's third kill now of the set. 21-15. The lead is 6 for Freeman. Serving, Aniston Bartunek. Bartunek to the back row. Casey receives it. Forward to Hyde. Hyde with the set. Comes to the near side to Taylor. Taylor couldn't get it down. Partially blocked. The ball's going to go out, and the kill will be Addison Otto off the block. Went out of bounds. Point, Freeman. Timeout's going to be taken by Auburn. We'll take a 30-second break.
You're listening to High School Volleyball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Start your martial arts journey today. Tele Martial Arts will have a free trial week October 27th to November 6th. Kids build confidence with Taekwondo, get a fun workout with kickboxing for teens and adults, and learn self-defense skills with Krav Maga. More info about free trial week and our Halloween party online at hellomartialarts.com or call 402-380-3383. That's Hello Martial Arts in Fall City, 402-380-3383.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
This live coverage of EECNC Volleyball is brought to you in part by Hello Martial Arts, Nemaha County Hospital, Tri-State Truck and Tractor, and Auburn Insurance.
Welcome back to Johnson County Central. Still at the service line, Aniston Bartunek, 22-15, Freeman up by 7 in this first set. Bartunek serve just clears the net. Tough one to handle. Free ball put across by Grayson Jones. And there's the set and the kill to Alicia Johansson. And Johansson coming alive here now. That is her fourth kill in this set. She's had the last two in a row here for Freeman. That was another quick set where Bartunek just put it up and she nailed the ball on the way up instead of waiting for it to come down. Continuing to serve is Bartunek in the back row. Dug out nicely. There's this attack by Curtis, and nope, they're going to say it's out. Curtis was trying for that left rear corner, but the ball went out, so Bartunek continues to serve. This will be set point, 24-15, set point for Freeman. Bartunek serve, not able to handle it, and and it's going to go. Oh, they're going to.
Oh, almost.
And the point goes to Freeman. 25-15, your final here in set number one. 25-15, Freeman takes the set over Auburn. We'll step aside for a two-minute timeout. You're listening to High School Volleyball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Farmers know you need more than seed and feed to grow your business. It takes dedication, insight, and a willingness to work hard. And it takes Frontier Bank. From real estate loans to expand your operation, equipment financing to boost your output, livestock, and operating loans, Frontier Bank has the people to help. Stop by or schedule an appointment today. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Online at frontier.bank.
Do you ever feel like your insurance knows your zip code, but not your name? At Community Insurance Group, we're not just local, we're personal. Whether it's your farm, your home, your wheels, or your business, we tailor coverage that fits your life, right here in Southeast Nebraska. With decades of experience and a team that treats you like family, we're here when it matters most. Community Insurance Group of Pawnee City, Humboldt, Sterling, and Tecumseh. We put the you in community.
Whether it's your hometown gear or a quick to-go meal, we've got something for everyone at W7 Design in downtown Fall City. From custom tees and cozy hoodies to snacks and to-go lunches, W7 should be your next stop, whether shopping for you or someone else. You can shop in-store, order online anytime at w7designco.com, or follow us on Facebook for new arrivals and local love. W7 Design in Fall City. Custom looks from homegrown roots.
Need a contractor who does it all? Mesker Construction has you covered. From top-tier concrete work to steel buildings built to last, Dave Mesger and his team deliver quality you can trust. Whether it's commercial, residential, or agricultural, no job is too big or small. When you need reliability, experience, and craftsmanship, Mesger Construction is the name to call. Build strong, build smart, build with Mesger. Call today, 402-245-1371 for Mesger Construction.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Our presenting sponsor for tonight's broadcast is Mead Lumber. Mead Lumber, building more than projects, building community.
This live coverage of ECNC Volleyball is also brought to you by Halbert Dunn and Burns, Frontier Bank, Community Insurance Group, and W7 Design Company, Nicole Witt in Fall City.
Be sure to say thanks to all those folks if you enjoy our live coverage of conference basketball, volleyball here on Sunny 101.3. Got jumped ahead one whole season there.
Yep.
Well, we are indoors.
Does make a difference, yes.
Waiting to start the second set here. Originally, we were scheduled to do football tonight. We had HTRS in Johnson County Central, and because of a lack of available players, HTRS had to forfeit that game with HTRS tonight, so that game is not being played here in Tecumseh. Instead, we have conference championship volleyball for you. First set goes to Freeman, 25-15. Coming up later tonight, it'll be Johnson County Central and Elmwood Murdoch in the exciting championship match of the 2025 ECNC Volleyball Tournament. 25-15, Freeman takes the first set. We're ready to get underway in set number two. Auburn Bulldogs should have the honors of serving to start this one. Emery Taylor, the sophomore, she's a pretty good player up there at the net. Gets a lot of kills. Taylor will serve it for Auburn. They set it forward to Martunik. Martunik sets to the near side, and up for the kill is Shiloh Wallman. Wallman opens things up quickly. I'm impressed with the way the Freeman girls get up and hit that ball on its way up. It's a quick set, and they're all over it. Alicia Johansson now serving for Freeman. Back row Casey puts it forward to Hyde. Hyde with a set to Glaudar. Glaudar inside the antenna, left side. Couldn't get it down. Set the other direction into the back row. That wouldn't drop. Again, they set Glaudar. Big swing. It's blocked and saved. Now a tip back the other direction. Hyde will set on the left side. Goes to Gertis with it. Gertis couldn't get it down. Far right side. Glaudar gets the set. She'll just tip it over easy, almost a free ball there. Set comes to the near side to Addison Otto, dug out in the back by Casey. Across to Glaudar. Glaudar looking for the back corner, couldn't get it. They saved it, dug it out back there. Free ball comes back to the Bulldogs. Let's see who Hyde sets this time. She tried to dig it over, couldn't get it down. Freeman was ready for it. There's a huge attack by Addison Otto. Again, Hyde sets it. Back row set this time. They set it to Emery Taylor, and Taylor gets it down for the kill. That was a back row set. Emery Taylor coming out of the back row. Nice looking shot there.
Now, the Freeman girl thought that was out of bounds.
That was a la Harper Murray. Didn't see her doing that out of that back row.
Yes.
Serving for the Bulldogs, Emma Hyde. Oh, nice, tough serve to return. Set to Reagan Rennie. Rennie's just long in the back corner. Rennie had a good swing on that one. It was just outside the back end line. It's out. Point goes to Auburn. Bulldogs up 2-1 here early in set number two. They drop set number one, 25-15. Emma Hyde serving for Auburn. There's an overpass. Trying to put it down. Oh, tough break for Heidi Gerdes. She had an overpass, had an opportunity. Tried to use a little finesse and come to the right, and it was just outside the right line. Serving is Addison Otto. We're even at two apiece in set number two. Vodar has to chase the ball down and save it. A free ball is just going to clear the net. There's Gerdes is there, put it across, and it's going to go out. Point Auburn. Great job by Gerdes. Heidi Gerdes was battling not two, but three defenders up here at the net, and she won that little battle. When they returned it, it came over the net and went out. Now serving for the Bulldogs is Heidi Gerdes. 3-2, Auburn maintains the one-point lead. Gerdes with a nice-looking serve. Bartunek with a set to Rennie. Off the block goes out, and the point to Freeman. Reagan Rennie with the kill. On for Reagan, that is her third kill on the evening. All even at three apiece here in set number two. Serving for Freeman, Shiloh Wallman. Wallman, quite a basketball player. And that's in. She'll have the eighth serve. Remember calling her name a lot last basketball season, Shiloh Wallman. We watch these girls as they move through the various sports here throughout the year. Shiloh Wallman, ready for her second serve after that ace. Again, goes toward the back. They get it forward. Set to Greer. Greer with the attack. Into the back row. The ball tipped around, and a free ball save. Great effort there by Freeman. Now Greer tries it again to tip it across. Couldn't get it down. They set to the right side. Dug out nicely in the back row by Gerdes. Greer with the attack at the center of the lane. Right side, Harms. And Harms will get the kill. Got it off the defender in the back row on the right side. Just not quite able to handle it there was Emery Taylor. Point goes to Freeman. Freeman up by two, their biggest lead of the set. They took set number one, 25-15. They're up 5-3 here in set number two. Serving is Shiloh Wallman. Little lob serve this time. Height, back set, comes to Glodar. Glodar gets the kill. A little back set. Glodar playing inside the right antenna this time and got it down the right side behind the defender. Point goes to Auburn. 5-4. Bulldogs trail by one. Serving is Bryn Casey, the libero. Casey on the serve. To the right corner. Tough time handling it. A free ball comes back. Freeman stayed with it. Hyde with the set across to Taylor. Taylor's going to have the kill. Nice job by Emery Taylor. Not to mention the effort there by Emma Hyde. Emma Hyde, the setter, was off balance, falling backwards as she tipped that ball in the general direction over there. And Taylor knew what to do with it. Again, Bryn Casey serving. We're even at five apiece in set number two. Casey's serve picked up in the back row. They set Reagan Rennie. Reagan Rennie, well, I'm not saying she's completely unstoppable, but it's very difficult to do much about that.
She has a very powerful swing, especially on the short set.
Oh, she's got such good vision of the court. She finds a spot where there's nobody there and drops it in. Reagan Rennie on the serve to the back row. Forward it comes to Hyde. Hyde sets to the right side to Grayson Jones. Jones on the attack, couldn't get it. Bulldogs have to chase it down, and they're not going to be able to recover. Greer tried to put a free ball across the net. It came out of bounds on the near side here. Point goes to Freeman. Freeman up by two, 7-5 in set number two. Reagan Rennie continues to serve for the Falcons. So welcome to all of our listeners up in the Adams area listening. Freeman fans, glad to have you with us tonight. Taylor with the attack, and Taylor will get the kill. Not able to handle it over here was Brenna Harms. We know the Sunny 101.3 signal reaching out into the Adams area. Those of you listening also on our app, MSC Radio app on your phones. Glad to have you with us tonight for volleyball. There's a nice-looking serve dropped in. Going to get a free ball back to the Bulldogs. The pass comes over to Hyde. And with Greer with the swing, and Greer will get the kill. Greer did a good job of getting up and getting after that one. She's 5'11". She's the tallest player on the court here. Gertis is 5'10 for the Bulldogs. Serving is Grayson Jones. Set to the right side. Big kill on the attack there by Alicia Johansson. Dug out nicely in the back row. Again, they'll set it to the middle of Johansson, and this time she'll get the kill. Alyssa Johansson is a senior middle blocker. Big, powerful arm on the attack.
She has 5 kills on the set now.
Before the match.
The match.
8-7, Freeman up by 1. Freeman serving. Addison Kostanek, the libero, in to serve it for the Falcons. Hyde will set Greer on the near side. Greer put it over mostly like a free ball. Johansson with a swing, picked up nicely. Greer with a set to Taylor. Taylor got it in the back corner. Again, Emery Taylor got that one to go down. Nice job by Taylor. Let's see how many kills she's got now. That's 4 for her, I believe.
Yes, that's 4.
It's not flashing. I was expecting 5 to light up there with a flash. All right, serving for the Bulldogs, Nora Jacobus. Jacobus drops it to the back row. Huge swing and a kill by Alicia Johansson. Johansson and Reagan Rennie are kind of a 1-2 punch. When one's not at the front line, the other one is. And then you mix Addison Otto, the sophomore, in there as an outside hitter, and that's a pretty tough attack. Serving, Aniston Bartunek. Bartunek into the back row. Hyde with the set. Hyde sets it to Gertis. Gertis gets the kill. Boy, don't overlook the effort by Emma Hyde, a 5'9 senior setter. A lot of the passes that are coming to Emma Hyde are not ideal. She's having to chase the ball down, first of all, and then have the athletic ability to still get a reasonable set up there to the net for her hitters. There's a swing and an attack by Johansson, an attack error. And again, trying to tip it over was Hyde without giving the set. And a nice job dropping it in on the back line by Addison Otto. I mentioned the other girls. Addison Otto, the sophomore, says, "Don't forget about me. I can swing."
Yeah.
Addison Otto with 5 kills now in the match so far for Freeman. Serving for Freeman at the service line, Alicia Johansson. 10-9, 1-point lead for Freeman. Casey puts it forward to Glodar. Glodar with the attack. Couldn't get it down. There's Rennie again, and she got the back line. Reagan Rennie, she just scatters the volleyball all over the court. And there again, she found a spot in the right rear corner where there was nobody back there. She must just have incredible court vision to see where to go with the ball, because seldom does she hit it at anybody.
No, she doesn't.
She finds the open area. Alicia Johansson on the ace serve. Dropped it right in front of Grayson Jones. Nothing Jones could do about it to get up to it.
She was kind of laughing when she came off of that, too. I think she might have missed it a little bit, but it was a loft.
One sweet serve there by Alicia Johansson. 12-9. The lead is 3 again for Freeman. She's going to try the same thing. This time they dig it up and get it across to Heidi Gertis. Gertis's attack won't go. And that's going to drop in the back corner for Addison Otto. That's 2 kills in a row for Otto, and suddenly she's got 6 kills here for Freeman. I talked a lot about Johansson. I talked a lot about Rennie, and then all of a sudden Otto says, "Yep, I'm here too." 13-9. The lead is 4 here in set number 2 for Freeman. They took set number 1. Service error. The ball went out in the back corner. Service error there for Alicia Johansson. Some of the Freeman fans seated behind us saw it differently. Clearly out. Serving, Emma Hyde now for the Bulldogs. 13-10. Freeman up by 3. Here's the set to the backside. A back set. With the swing for the Bulldogs is Grayson Jones. Jones on the attack, couldn't get it to fall. Returning the favor, dug out in the back row. Casey chases the ball down. A free ball put across by Gertis. The set to Rennie. Great job taking that one out for Rennie. And what a job there by Heidi Gertis. The ball came Gertis's way, and she just flipped it up over the net, cleared all 3 defenders that were waiting on the other side, and got it to drop. I think that counts as a kill, doesn't it?
I think it does. Okay. You just had to twist her body around to the net and tip it over.
13-11. The lead is 2 for Freeman. Here's the serve. Have a little trouble handling it. Just at the net. Okay, Hyde will set. A back row set to Emery Taylor. Taylor got it over, but they dug it out in the back row. Taylor receives in the back row to Hyde. Hyde sets to the middle to Gertis. Gertis with a kill. That was another one of those where Emma Hyde had to struggle just to get to the ball in order to be able to set it to Heidi Gertis. Gertis knew what to do with it and put it down. Emma Hyde now at the service line, down by 1, 13-12 are the Bulldogs. Almost an overpass. Oh, there's a big swing and a kill for Madison Otto. There were two blockers there on the part of the Bulldogs, but Otto managed to drop it down in front of him, just clearing the net. 14-2, Freeman by 2. Serving, Madison Otto. They'll set to the far side. The set goes to Grayson Jones. Her attack is dug out in the back. There's Reagan Rennie with the big swing. Overpass. Rennie put it to the back row. Picked up. Hyde with the set. Hyde sets it to Grayson Jones. Jones puts a free ball over. Back row dug out. Again, Hyde with the set. This time sets across to Gladar. Gladar gets the kill. Nice job over there by your buddy there. Gladar put it down. Jaden, one of those kids is just fun to watch. Always comes by the table and says, hi, how you doing? Last night she said, where's Lori? You have a one-person fan club here.
Yes.
There's an ace serve for the Bulldogs. On the ace serve was Heidi Gertis. And we're tied at 14-all here in set number 2. Again, if you're just joining us, Freeman took set 1, 25-15, but we're tied up at 14-all in the second set. Serving is Heidi Gertis. They'll set Reagan Rennie. Watch out. Rennie, it's at the Gladar. Gladar tried to put it across, and the ball's going to go out of bounds. She's unhappy. The ball came to her, but she was just desperation trying to get the ball over that net. Serving for Freeman, Shiloh Wallman. Freeman up by 1, 15-14. Wallman at the service line. Ready to come forward is Wallman. Here it is. Drops it in front. Here's a set to Gladar. Gladar off the block. Got the kill. Up there to try and block it for Freeman was Brenna Harms, but Gladar put enough backspin on that thing that it went right off of Harms and came out of bounds. Point goes to Auburn. We're tied at 15-all. Serving for the Bulldogs is Bryn Casey. The set again to Rennie. Rennie just scares you when she gets up there. There's a free ball comes across. They're going to set Rennie again. No, they came to the near side instead. Saving it from going out is Casey. A free ball is going to be put across by Emma Hyde. Oh, they tried to dink it down, and they're going to get away with it. Addison Bartunek realized that Auburn had no one in the center in that donut hole, and Bartunek just dinked it over the net and put it down rather than set it. Everybody thought that thing was coming to Reagan Rennie, and instead she put it over the net. 16-15, Freeman back up by 1. Emma Hyde sets it across on the far side to Emery Taylor. Taylor with the kill. Emery Taylor is just a sophomore, and she's doing well there.
Yeah, she has 5 kills on the match now, and that was also a really good dig by Brady Casey.
And Emery Taylor is only 5'7", a sophomore. Oh, there's a tough one. Just cleared the net, hit the tape, and on the kill on the response is Brenna Harms. The ball just hit the tape, barely cleared the net. Actually, Freeman put a free ball over to the Bulldogs, and the Bulldogs passed it to Brenna Harms, who got the kill. 17-16. Tight battle here. Freeman up by 1 as they serve the libero, Kastanek. Hyde with the set on the far side and the kill. Emery Taylor right into the heart of a double block was Emery Taylor. Didn't let that bother her. She put it down.
Now, that was a great tool shot by Emery Taylor, and she now has 6 kills on the match.
Nora Jacobitz in to serve. We're even at 17 apiece. Jacobitz just barely clears the tape. There's a swing from the right side. Not able to handle it with Jacobitz. Gives the kill to Addison Otto. Otto was lined up here on the left side. When the ball came across the net, she just returned it. Prado put it right across. 18-17. The lead is 1 for Freeman. They won the first set 25-15. Best of 5 here in the third-place consolation game of the ECNC tournament. There's going to be an ace serve by Anderson Bartunek. Boy, Bartunek has got to have a bucket full of points. She has served a lot of points in this match.
Yes, she has.
A sophomore, when she gets to the service line, she likes to stay there a little while. Bartunek, ready to serve, her team up by two, 19-17. Received in the back row, they pass it forward. Taylor with the swing, Emery Taylor, and she'll get the kill off the touch, off the ceiling, off the wall, off the scoreboard, bounced around like a BB in a barrel there, and it's 19-18. Auburn back within one with Emery Taylor at the service line serving for the Bulldogs. Emery Taylor's serve goes to the left rear corner, picked up by the libero. They pass the ball forward, a little dink, saved nicely from going out. There's a free ball put back across to the Falcons. Set to the near side, the swing and the kill, Addison Otto. 20-18, Freeman, the first one to 20. Back into the lineup comes Lily Greer now. Greer in replacing Nora Jakovic. Serving for Freeman, Alicia Johansson. 20-18, Falcons up by two. Johansson to the back row. Hyde with the set. Blocked back nicely by Rennie. Now they'll set Glodar. Glodar with the attack. She couldn't get it to fall. There's Rennie. And Rennie did it again. She had a blocker in front of her. She saw the empty space to the left side. We're going to have a timeout taken by Auburn. We'll step aside for a 30-second break.
You're listening to High School Volleyball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Shop, sip, and dine at The Keeping Room, Nebraska City's one-stop wonder. From daily lunch specials and homemade desserts to seasonal home decor, gifts and clothing, and Polish pottery, it's a boutique and cafe rolled into one. Don't miss our Christmas open house November 7th through 9th, featuring shopping, Santa, live music, cookies, and hot cider. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 to 5, with lunch served daily at 11. The Keeping Room, where every visit feels like coming home.
Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Tecumseh, Nebraska, where the Freeman Falcons lead the Auburn Bulldogs 21-18 in the second set. This live coverage is brought to you by Metzger Construction, Western National Bank, Chief Drug in Tecumseh, and the Keeping Room Boutique in Nebraska City.
21-18, set number two. Falcons lead one set to none. Serving for the Falcons, Alicia Johansson. Casey in the back row waiting to receive. Johansson, service error. Went wide to the right side, point Auburn. 21-19. Serving now for the Bulldogs will be Emma Hyde, 5'9 senior. She's the setter. You hear us call her name a lot. Emma Hyde on the serve. Goes to the back row. Mishandled. They have to chase it down. And a ace serve will go to Emma Hyde. Freeman couldn't handle it. They ended up bouncing it off the rafters here. And that's not easy to do. It comes to the tall ceiling. Emma Hyde, her second serve. And just barely got it over the tape. To the near side, there's Reagan Rennie. And it went off the net out of bounds. A rare attack error by Reagan Rennie. Timeout's going to be taken. Freeman, we're even at 21-all. We'll step aside for a 30-second timeout.
You're listening to High School Volleyball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSD Sports Radio Network.
It's Friday Night Lights, and Mead Lumber is proud to bring you the Game of the Week. From the first snap to the final buzzer, we're building more than projects. We're building community. Whether you're upgrading your home, tackling a big build, or just need the right tools for the job, Mead Lumber has you covered. Cheer loud, play hard, and remember, when it comes to quality service and hometown pride, Mead Lumber is right here, building community with you from design to finish.
This is Sunny 101.3.
For our Auburn listeners, a reminder, we'll have Auburn Bulldog football here on Sunny 101.3 tomorrow evening. The Bulldogs host the Syracuse Rockets, pregame at 6:40, kickoff at 7 o'clock here on Sunny 101.3. Emma Hyde serving now, all tied at 21. Oh, a service error for Emma Hyde into the net.
They wanted to ice the server, and that's what happened.
Yeah, that's a frustrating feeling. 22-21, Freeman up. Now serving at the line is Addison Otto for the Falcons. Addison Otto gets it across. Greer with a set to Glodar. Glodar just tried to dink it across, and, oh, they saved it. High sets it to the middle. The set goes to Heidi Gerda. She couldn't get it to fall. Big swing on the right side of the attack. They'll set Gladar. Gladar got the kill. She's having a good night over there on the left side. Jaden Gladar, 5'7", senior outside hitter. That's her seventh kill of the night for Jaden Gladar here in this match. We're even at 22 apiece. You get the feeling this is going to come down to the wire. Heidi Gerdes serving for the Bulldogs. Here's Gerdes' serve into the back row. Mishandled into the net. Free ball comes across. Gerdes passes forward. Got it to Hyde. Hyde sets Gladar. Gladar with the attack. Dug out in the back row to the near side. And the ball's going to drop off the block. The kill to Brenna Harms. Harms gets the kill. That's her fifth kill of the match.
It was just a miscommunication there because it dropped in the center with nobody pursuing.
23-22. Serving is Shiloh Wallman. Falcons up by one. They won the first set. Here's Wallman's serve to the back row. Dug out, mishandled. It's going to go up into the stands. Ace serve. Timeout taken. Auburn. We'll step aside for a 30-second break.
You're listening to High School Volleyball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSG Sports Radio Network.
Nemaha County Hospital always cares about our health and our safety. That's why they want to remind us that they offer a secure, MedSafe drop box to discard unused or out-of-date medications. You'll find it just inside the emergency room entrance. Medications must be placed directly into the drop box by the person in possession of them and not handed to a hospital employee. Protect your family and protect our community. Dispose of medications safely. Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care. Every time.
Sunny 101.3.
Back here at Tecumseh at the service line, Shiloh Wallman, 24-22. This will be set point for Freeman. Wallman service, back row, it's out. Service error, point Auburn. Bulldogs have new life here, 24-23 now. A one-point lead, and at the service line for Auburn will be Bryn Casey. 5-2 junior libero. Casey serving. Bryn Casey serve goes to the back row. The set to the near side. Into the back row, and it's going to get away. There's the set point with the kill. Was Brenna Harms. Set point 25-23, your final after the second set. And Freeman takes a 2-0 lead here. We'll step aside for a 2-minute timeout. You're listening to High School Volleyball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Fall City handles anything that comes their way, from oil changes to complete engine rebuilds. Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Fall City, 402-245-2908.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
If you have considered estate planning and are wondering how trusts, wills, and powers of attorney would benefit you and your loved one, call Halbert Dunn and Burns LLC to make an appointment with Mike Dunn or Tracy Burns to discuss and create the best plan for you. Halbert Dunn and Burns LLC provides quality legal services in estate planning, probate, real estate, and business planning. Contact the office at 402-245-4486. Halbert Dunn and Burns LLC in Fall City.
Start your martial arts journey today. Tele Martial Arts will have a free trial week October 27th to November 6th. Kids build confidence with Taekwondo, get a fun workout with kickboxing for teens and adults, and learn self-defense skills with Krav Maga. More info about free trial week and our Halloween party online at HelloMartialArts.com or call 402-380-3383. That's Hello Martial Arts in Fall City, 402-380-3383.
Sunny 101.3.
join us for Pioneer Conference Volleyball this Saturday from Wymore. We'll have the third-place consolation game between Fall City Sacred Heart and Pawnee City at 2 p.m. with pregame at 1:50. We'll follow that with the championship game between Johnson Brock and Exeter Milligan Friends starting around 4 o'clock. That's Pioneer Conference Tournament Volleyball this Saturday afternoon here on Sunny 101.3.
Been a busy week for sports here on Sunny 101.3. We had volleyball Tuesday night, volleyball tonight. Tomorrow night we'll have football, Syracuse at Auburn, and then Saturday afternoon we'll go to Wymore for more volleyball. So keeps me out of trouble there.
Yes, it does.
All right. We move to set number 3. Freeman up now 2-0. Here's the serve in the back row, dug out by Casey. Casey puts it forward. On the attack is Taylor. Taylor puts it into the net, an attack error, and the point goes to Freeman. Up next, later tonight, Johnson County Central, 25-0. Taking on Elmwood Murdoch in the championship of the ECNC. Pass forward to Hyde. Hyde with the set to the right side and the attack by Heidi Gertis and the kill. Heidi Gertis got the kill to fall. That is her fifth kill.
That was a beautiful short set, and Heidi just pounded it down.
Serving for the Bulldogs now. Emma Hyde, oh, that's a tough one, right off the tape. To the near side, a big swing and an attack and a kill by Brecken Elbers-Dorn. That young lady, just a freshman. She doesn't play like a freshman.
No, she doesn't.
Hit that one with authority.
That was a hard kill.
2-1, Freeman up here in set number 3. They lead 2-0 in this third-place consolation game. Oh, the return of the serve goes into the net. Drops on the Auburn side. Ace serve for Freeman. Getting the ace serve there was Brecken Elbers-Dorn. Or no, check that. It's Alicia Johansson. That's Johansson. Johansson's second serve. They get it forward and overpass and a kill. Well, you put an overpass over the net like that. Brecken Elbers-Dorn is going to know what to do with that, and she put it down. Okay, it must have been a net violation.
Yeah, I think it was. Yeah.
Point's going to go to Auburn. All right. So serving for the Bulldogs is Heidi Gertis. 3-2. Freeman up by 1. Gertis just clears the net. Set to the near side. There's Reagan Rennie with a kill. When they can get that service over that set over to Reagan Rennie, she puts it just inside the antenna on the left side. And then she aims down this left sideline to try and get to the corner. Not a lot the Bulldogs can do about that. Serving for Freeman, Addison Otto. Otto, oh my goodness. That was so far out, you wouldn't believe it, and Greer could not get out of the way.
Yeah, I think that's the situation. She just couldn't get out of the way.
Lily Greer was standing 3 feet outside the out-of-bounds line and could not get away from the volleyball. It hit her, and it'll be an ace serve. Serving is Addison Otto once again. They'll set it to the near side to Glaudar. Glaudar couldn't put it down. There goes Reagan Rennie. Rennie just keep putting them down. Reagan Rennie with her 8th kill of the night here. She can very realistically see double-digit kills before this match is over. In the back row, Hyde sets it across. Back row set to Emery Taylor. Taylor couldn't get it. On the right side, there's Dorn once again. And it's going to go out. Point goes to the Bulldogs. Attack error there by the freshman as Elbers-Dorn couldn't get it to fall. One of those hyphenated last names. What do you bet mom's name was Elbers? Freeman on the attack, just out, taking the swing on the far side, just out outside the back line, and the point goes to the Bulldogs. 6-4, Auburn back within 2 now. Serving is Bryn Casey for the Bulldogs. Casey served to the back row. Here's the set from Bartunek, and just tipping the ball over very gently was Brenna Harms. And again, another freshman out there. I'll tell you, the future looks bright for Falcon Volleyball. These freshmen are performing well here for Freeman. Serving now is Shiloh Wallman, a junior. 7-4. The lead is 3 for Freeman. They lead 2-0 over Auburn. And not able to handle it, Casey and Jones in the back row. Kind of got into each other trying to return that one, and it'll be an ace service for Shiloh Wallman. She's got 4 aces tonight. Wallman, into the net. I'm sorry, I jinxed it.
You jinxed her.
just like putting free throw shooters at the line in basketball. About the time I brag on their aces, you get a service error. Sorry about that. Serving now is Grayson Jones for the Bulldogs. Jones serving toward the right corner. They're going to get a free ball out of this. Oh, an overpass. The Bulldogs could not respond. Lily Greer was there waiting for the overpass, a golden opportunity, and the best way to describe it, I think she just missed time to jump there a little bit and not able to put it back. Reagan Rennie, the star at the net, is back serving right now. Rennie, service error into the net. I'm sorry, Reagan. 9-6. Lead is 3 now for Freeman. They lead 2-0. This is the third-place consolation game. ECNC Tournament. East Central Nebraska Conference, if you wonder what that stands for. Here's the set from Martunic to the near side. A big swing that's out. Alicia Johansson, no touch. Johansson had a little too much gunpowder behind that one, and it went out of bounds on the far right side. None of the Auburn girls touched it, so the Bulldogs are serving down 2, 9-7. Nora Jakovic serving for Auburn. The set from Martunic to the far side. The attack by Harms doesn't go. Martunic with another set, this time to the near side, into the net. And an attack error by Brenna Harms, the freshman. Point goes to the Bulldogs. 9-8, Auburn back within one here in this third set. They trail 2-0 here to Freeman in sets. Serving is Jakovic to the back row. Martunic set to the middle. Got it up quickly to Alicia Johansson. Net violation? No. Johansson got it down. I thought he signaled this direction. Okay. Silly me. I was watching the ref. Addison Kostanek. Kostanek serving across the net to the back row. Tied with the set. The attack by Gerdes. Picked up nicely in the back row. Free ball comes over. It'll be out. And the point goes to Auburn. 10-9. Auburn back within one, trying to battle back into this thing. Trailing 2-0. Serving for the Bulldogs, Emery Taylor. Taylor serves, goes to the back center. Set to the middle, Johansson. Shiloh, Alicia Johansson with the kill. Here's Greer back into the lineup, replacing Nora Jakovic. Not a lot of substitutions on the part of Auburn. They do rotate Greer and Jakovic in and out of there. For the most part, though, the other five girls stay on the floor. 11-9. The lead is 2 for Freeman. Back row, Casey couldn't handle it. It goes into the net, under the net. And again, Casey and Jones have had that happen a couple of times. The two of them need to be talking back there a little bit as they both get after the ball and collide it.
Just comes to them so fast.
Yeah. 12-9. This one is going to be out. That was a good decision on the part of Grayson Jones. Jones could feel that one had a little too much power under it. It went out of bounds. Service error for Freeman. 12-10. Auburn back within two. Serving for the Bulldogs is Emma Hyde. Hyde on the service. Pass comes forward. The set to the right side this time. Getting the kill over on the far right. Again was Alicia Johansson with the kill. That's her 9th kill of the night for Alicia Johansson. So that's a handy thing to have up there.
Yes, it is.
They'll work that in.
9 kills.
Yes, Johansson with the serve. The set to Gladar. Gladar couldn't get it to fall on the attack. Near side, just out on the back line is the attack by Addison Otto. And the point goes to the Bulldogs. 13-11. Auburn back within two in this third set. Heidi Gerdes serving for Auburn. Here's Heidi Gerdes on the jump. The jump serve. Puts it to the back row center. Near side, there's Reagan Rennie. And Rennie will get it just inside the left side left line. Went off the block anyway. Reagan Rennie having quite a night here. 8 kills for Reagan Rennie so far. There's a swing and a kill on the near side. Put up by Jaden Gladar. Gladar got the kill. For Jaden Gladar, that's 7 kills.
7 kills, yeah.
Back serving, Wren Casey. Into the back row. Right side. Too long on the attack. Brenna Harms, again, just a little too strong, and it went outside the back line. Point goes to Auburn. Bulldogs back within one now with Bryn Casey serving. Casey almost dropped it in front of the back row there. Uh-oh, there's Reagan Rennie. Reagan Rennie, that's where you do not want her if you're a Bulldog fan here in the center of the front row, because Rennie will hurt you. She got the kill on that one.
Well, she's got eight kills now.
Now serving, Shiloh Wallman serving. The Falcons up 15-13. They lead 2-0 here in the third place game. Set to the Emery Taylor. Taylor's attack won't drop. Into the net. Attack error by Brenna Harms. Well, you're going to get that freshman mistake once in a while. Brenna Harms has played her heart out here as a freshman. Keep in mind, some of these kids are 14 years old out here.
Yeah.
Playing high school varsity volleyball. To the right side, that's Reagan Rennie. She got it blocked back nicely. That one is going to be out on the attack on the right side. Aniston Bartunek tried to tip it over.
I believe that was in.
Oh, he signaled
that it was in, yeah.
Okay, he signaled out, but the upper referee must have overruled it. 16-14. Now, the flag corps here showed it was out. 16-14, point Freeman. Serving, Reagan Rennie. Sets going to go across to Emery Taylor. Taylor trying to do a little slide down the lane here. Picked up nicely. Free ball comes across. Greer. They set it again across to the far side to Emery Taylor. This one won't drop. There's the freshman attack, and this time she got it down. Brenna Harms had a little trouble on the attack on a couple of them, but Harms got that one down.
She has 8 sets on the match now, Brenna Harms.
Timeout taken by Auburn. We'll step aside for a 30-second timeout.
You're listening to High School Volleyball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSD Sports Radio Network.
Frontier Bank is here to help you manage the financial side of your life. Through the investments we offer, we use local deposits to reinvest in the form of loans to local families, farms, and small businesses. One of our basic purposes is to combine the resources in our community to stimulate the local economy. When you invest with us, you're investing in your community. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Online at frontier.bank.
This is Sunny 101.3.
This live coverage of ECNC Volleyball is brought to you in part tonight by Halbert Dun & Burns, Frontier Bank, Community Insurance Group, and W7 Design Company in Fall City.
17-14, Freeman with the lead. Reagan Rennie on the service. They set to Taylor. Wow, there was a big swing by Taylor and Jost at the net. Greer saves it, gets it back again. They'll set it on the far side to Taylor. Taylor put a free ball across the net. Johansson tried to drop it in. Nice dig out of the back row there by Jones. Free ball comes across, near side, with the swing. The ball is out on the back line. Brenna Harms, they're going to say a net violation, however, or a touch, and the point will go to Freeman. Freeman, on the verge of taking the third place consolation honors here. They're up now 18-14. They lead 2-0, with Reagan Rennie at the service line for the Falcons. Rennie, this one's going to be way out on the back line. Not even close, and that's going to bring Nora Jakovic in to serve. She'll come in and replace Lily Greer here for the Bulldogs. Bulldogs coached by head coach Kara Ingalls, a good friend of ours. She coached for a number of years down at HTRS. Now doing the same for the Auburn Bulldogs.
Her alma mater.
Yes, it is. Watched her play a lot of high school ball. There's a set to the middle to Jones. Her attack won't go. Free ball is going to be put back across to Freeman. The center, Bartunek. Bartunek sets it this time to Alicia Johansson, and Johansson will have the kill.
She now has 10 kills on the match, Randy.
Double figures for Alicia Johansson, a senior middle blocker. She won't forget her senior year conference tournament. Serving is Addison Kostanek, the libero for Freeman. There's a set to the near side, and a free ball is going to be just tipped across by Emma Hyde. Set to the near side, and there's the kill by Addison Otto. Addison Otto, double figures now also. She's got 10 kills, as well as Alicia Johansson. We talk about a big deal when somebody gets to double figures in kills in a match, and it is a big deal. And then you watch the Beatty girl. Actually, she gets routinely 20, 25 of them, something. Serving is the libero, Addison Kostanek. The set from Emma Hyde to the near side. And the swing and the kill by Heidi Gerdes. She found the back corner of the left side. Heidi Gerdes found an opening and got it to drop.
Score is 20-16. Freeman leads here at the ECNC volleyball tournament.
Now serving is Emery Taylor, the sophomore. Down by four. Taylor's jump serve. Gets the top of the tape and then got down. There's a nice attempt at the kill there. On the swing, Grayson Jones couldn't get it. Johansson with the kill. Wow, Alicia Johansson just starting to overpower that Bulldog front row. They're over there to block, but she finds ways to put it around the block and finds the floor on him. 21-16. The five-point lead to Freeman. They're up two sets to none, if you're just checking with us. Championship match coming up after this. Set to Glador into the net. It'll be an attack error. Glador could not quite get it over the tape. Point goes to Freeman. And now Freeman in the driver's seat here, leading two sets to none, up 22-16. Serving is Bartunek. There's a set to the middle. They set Gerdes. Gerdes couldn't get it down. Right side, a little dink, in and down for Addison Otto. Addison Otto's having a good night. Timeout's going to be taken by Auburn. We're going to keep it here live this time during this little break. Our score, 23-16. I want to remind you that our presenting sponsor for tonight's game is Mead Lumber. Mead Lumber is your hometown building partner, and they're the presenting sponsor for all of our broadcasts of conference volleyball throughout this season.
Also presenting or also sponsoring tonight is Metzger Construction, Western National Bank, Chief Drug in Tecumseh, and the Keeping Room Boutique in Nebraska City.
And we want to invite you to join us for Pioneer Conference Volleyball this Saturday from Wymore. We'll have both the third and fourth place game, Sacred Heart versus Pawnee City at 2 o'clock, and then at 4 o'clock, Johnson Brock and Exeter Milligan. Friend, yours truly will be there to call the play-by-play live from Wymore Saturday afternoon here on Sunny 101.3. Here's the service into the back row. The dink over the top. Great job there by Emma Hyde. Hyde caught him sleeping. They were expecting the set, and she just dinked it over her right shoulder and got it down. 23-17. A six-point lead here. The Bulldogs are trying to overcome. Serving is Emma Hyde. A little bit mishandled. It'll be a free ball coming back over to the Bulldogs. Hyde with the set. Great swing there, but a recovery. Casey in the back row passes to Hyde. Set to Glador. Glador with the attack. She couldn't get it. On the near side, that one would have probably gone out. Picked up. Free ball just clears the net, and they drop it. Putting it across was Heidi Gerdes. That was one of those over-the-shoulder free ball returns. Nobody was expecting it to be that short, and she got it to drop. 23-18. Bulldogs still hanging in there. Serving is Emma Hyde. Here's the set to the right side and the kill. A big swing. And again, the freshman, Brecken Elbers-Dorn. As I said, you'll occasionally see a freshman mistake, but they also make some awfully good-looking plays.
Yes, they do.
This will be set and match point for Freeman. 24-18. Serving for Freeman is Alicia Johansson. Set and match point. Hyde with the set. Glador. Glador drops it in with the kill. Not ready to give it up yet here. Jaden Glador gets the kill. On Jaden, that's eight kills for the match. Set point, match point for Freeman. 24-19. Heidi Gerdes to serve for Auburn. Back row. Set to Bartunek. Bartunek with a back set. I believe that's... Oh, they're going to say it's down. The kill to Addison Otto, and that's your match.
No, he must have said it was out.
Well, he signaled.
Okay.
That's what I thought. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
24-20. That had to be out. He signaled that it was in. Well, again, I watched the ref. There's a big swing, though, and that'll be the kill that does it. Reagan Rennie got it down. 25-20 will be your final tonight. Freeman takes set number three and takes the match for third place consolation honors. We'll take a two-minute timeout here and be back with a post-game wrap after this two-minute break. You've been enjoying high school volleyball on Sunny 101.3 on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Do you ever feel like your insurance knows your zip code, but not your name? At Community Insurance Group, we're not just local, we're personal. Whether it's your farm, your home, your wheels, or your business, we tailor coverage that fits your life, right here in Southeast Nebraska. With decades of experience and a team that treats you like family, we're here when it matters most. Community Insurance Group of Pawnee City, Humboldt, Sterling, and Tecumseh. We put the you in community.
Whether it's your hometown gear or a quick-to-go meal, we've got something for everyone at W7 Design in downtown Fall City. From custom tees and cozy hoodies to snacks and to-go lunches, W7 should be your next stop, whether shopping for you or someone else. You can shop in-store, order online anytime at w7designco.com, or follow us on Facebook for new arrivals and local love. W7 Design in Fall City. Custom looks from homegrown roots.
Need a contractor who does it all? Mesker Construction has you covered. From top-tier concrete work to steel buildings built to last, Dave Mesger and his team deliver quality you can trust. Whether it's commercial, residential, or agricultural, no job is too big or small. When you need reliability, experience, and craftsmanship, Mesger Construction is the name to call. Build strong, build smart, build with Mesger. Call today, 402-245-1371 for Mesger Construction.
Shop, sip, and dine at The Keeping Room, Nebraska City's one-stop wonder. From daily lunch specials and homemade desserts to seasonal home decor, gifts and clothing, and holy pottery, it's a boutique and cafe rolled into one. Don't miss our Christmas open house November 7th through 9th, featuring shopping, Santa, live music, cookies, and hot cider. Open Tuesday through Saturday 10 to 5, with lunch served daily at 11. The Keeping Room, where every visit feels like coming home.
Sunny 101.3.
Back to Johnson County Central High School at Tecumseh. The Freeman Falcons take third place consolation honors in the ECNC tournament, defeating Auburn 25-15, 25-23, and 25-20. That were your scores as the Freeman Falcons, again, take third place honors. We invite you to stay tuned here to Sunny 101.3. Up next will be the championship game of the ECNC tournament. It'll be Johnson County Central at 25-0 taking on the Elmwood Murdoch Knights for the championship, and we will have that for you live coming up, in about 20 minutes or so. So stay tuned here. We'll be back on the air in about 15 to 20 minutes with that championship match coming your way right here on Sunny 101.3.